This is your friend John Walden again. Can you spare me a few minutes while we look at something in the fourth chapter of Deuteronomy? Deuteronomy was the book of the repeating of the laws of God to the children of Israel by Moses just before they were to enter into the land. He is reminding them here of things that they had already been taught. And in this ninth verse, he says this, "Only take heed to thyself, and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, unless they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them, thy sons, and thy sons' sons." And the end of verse 10, "that they may teach their children." Now, we live in a day when we're highly specialized. We think that this is my responsibility, and I'll pass this responsibility on to someone else, and that isn't my line of things. This is especially true when it comes to the responsibility of parents to teach the Word of God to their children. In the past, a great deal of this has been left to the minister, to the Sunday school, to the church, and even to the public schools. And recent developments have certainly taught us that they cannot be delegated to anyone. As parents, you and I have tremendous responsibilities. God has placed in our care these young lives, these eternal souls, and we have a responsibility which God Himself has enjoined upon us to teach the truths of God to our sons, our children, and to our children's children. Now, of course, you'll have to learn before you can teach. And this was stated back in verse 5, "Behold, I have taught you." So God wants to teach you something, and then He wants you in turn to teach it to your children. In order to learn anything from God, you must first of all become a believer. Unsaved people do not learn the Word of God as God wants it to be learned. We're told that the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, neither can he know them, for they are spiritually discerned. This is in 1 Corinthians. So the first thing you must do is to receive the Lord Jesus as your Savior. Now, if you haven't done this, let me tell you have a great responsibility, not only for your own soul, but for the souls of your children. You can't introduce anyone whom you don't know. I've never made any attempt to introduce President Johnson to anyone, or President Eisenhower, or President Kennedy, or President Truman, or President Roosevelt. Truth of the matter is, I never knew any of these men, personally. But I do know the Lord Jesus. I've received Him as my Savior, and I can introduce Him to others. I can introduce to my children a Savior whom I know. Now, the modern trend is toward letting children choose for themselves. This is considered very broad-minded. Strangely enough, people who say this, who never send their children or take their children to Sunday school, never read the Word of God to them because they say they want them to choose for themselves, are very insistent that their children brush their teeth and take a bath very often. Why? Why don't you let them choose their own health habits? Why don't you let them choose their own foods? Well, because you know that they wouldn't choose right. They'd eat nothing but ice cream and candy and be sick within a few days. And if you let your child choose what he's to believe, you can expect spiritual sickness and death. Now, the Word of God is absolute truth. We have no other real authority. Therefore, you can feel perfectly confident to teach these things to your children. Here are the wonderful truths. We're told that Timothy was taught by his mother and his grandmother the things that were able to make him wise unto salvation. Teach the boys and girls that Christ died for them and rose again, and then teach them all the rest of the truths in the Word of God, and you will be giving them riches far beyond anything that this world has to offer. Our Father, we thank Thee for the privilege of telling our boys and girls about Christ. We pray that Thou will help those who know Him to introduce their children to Him And we pray for all boys and girls everywhere. In our Savior's precious name, amen.